This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
This episode is brought to you by Huggies Little Movers. Huggies knows that babies come in all shapes and sizes, and your tushies do too. No matter what kind of butt you've got, you'll feel comfy while your baby's mushy little tushy wiggles and jiggles all around. Get your baby butt in the best-fitting diaper. Huggies Little Movers. We got you, baby.
Tonight, the desperate search for the missing in the massive Maui wildfires. As the governor of Hawaii says, this is likely the largest natural disaster in state history. Here are tonight's headlines. Lahaina residents now allowed to return to see firsthand the devastating damage.
This is going to take years to recover, and it just breaks my heart.
This is the ocean. Well, we sent my kids away a few times. We held on. We're here. We're alive.
Emergency proclamations issued as thousands seek out temporary shelter and supplies.
We can't get goods there fast enough. The harbors are our lifeline.
New questions tonight after Maui residents say they received little to no warning as the fires barreled towards them.
Without a proper evacuation order, people in a desperate attempt to outrun the flames, got into their cars and took to the road. But the fire quickly caught up.
Attorney General Merrick Garland announced a special counsel to investigate President Biden's son, Hunter. The move gives U.S. Attorney David Weiss expanded powers to continue his probe into Hunter Biden's tax and gun charges.
The judge in the January 6th case says she'll accept some limits on what former President Trump can publicly say about the evidence.
And on the road, a dream that took a back seat.
I just had an attachment to it.
Now realized with the help of some old friends.
It's in your heart. You just gotta help somebody like that.
Oh my gosh.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us on this Friday night. I'm Margaret Brennan, in for Nora. We begin tonight with the latest on the scorching wildfires still burning in Maui, as the governor says the death toll has risen to 59. Some residents are returning to parts of West Maui to sift through the rubble for their belongings. Meanwhile, the pictures from above show the scale of the ruin, with block after block reduced to ash. And the burnt-out wreckage of the business district shows how quickly the flames overtook that community. At one point, drivers were forced to abandon their vehicles as they sat in bumper-to-bumper traffic in a desperate bid to escape. The Maui War Memorial Gymnasium has been set up as one of the many shelters across the island for evacuees who have lost everything. Volunteers are handing out food, water, diapers, and other much-needed supplies. And thousands are stranded at the airport as they try to escape the chaos and return to the mainland. We have team coverage from every angle of this tragedy, but CBS's Jonathan Vigliotti has seen the devastation of Lahaina up close. Good evening to you, Jonathan.
And good evening to you, Margaret. We walked 2 miles down historic Front Street, and I don't recall ever seeing a building that was not damaged. Officials are now confirming of all of the bodies they have recovered so far, all of them are of people who were desperately trying to flee on foot. There was panic. And tonight there's a mounting question. Why was this community not evacuated sooner?
New video shows the absolute chaos as flames ravaged Lahaina Tuesday night. You can hear the desperation.
We have to leave.
And in the aftermath, the devastation coming into sharper focus, especially striking this line of burned out cars, a haunting landscape frozen by fire.
Residents got into their cars and flooded this street, but they could not outdrive the flames. We're talking car after car. I see several dozen of them were engulfed in flames. And residents tell me many of these drivers actually got out and jumped into the ocean to save their lives.
But with a death toll now in the dozens and so many still unaccounted for, the agony grows. We met this man searching the charred rubble for his friends and coworkers.
Yeah, they live like somewhere around here because you cannot recognize the place anymore.
Have you heard from them since the fire struck?
No. Since that day, I can't get rich or call them.
What the f***, dude?
The common refrain, no warning sirens, no time to prepare.
We did not get an evacuation. We kind of just figured it out on our own. When the neighborhood next to us was completely engulfed, black smoke, we couldn't even see anything. It was crazy.
I'm just so grateful to be alive.
Emotions are still raw.
The fire surrounded their homes before they could even get out. There was nowhere to go. And these are beautiful homes that are very old and they're made of wood. Those went up like a matchstick. Nobody had warning.
A full-scale mobilization is underway, airlifting vehicles, supplies, and National Guard troops. Residents like Keith Hunter are pitching in to help first responders.
People lost everything. Homes, jobs, their cars, some their pets. There's still people missing. I've never seen something ravaged so fast.
We're walking down Front Street through the historic district, and you can see every building here has been absolutely gutted by these flames. And we're noticing these orange X's. That indicates that they've actually gone in and inspected. But what is incredible, and this gives you a sense of scale, we've been walking now for more than a mile, and these are the first buildings I have seen that have been looked at.
The task, overwhelming. The loss of an entire town, immeasurable.
It breaks my heart. You know, my kids go to school there. I've lived there since I was 15 years old. You know, everything we know is lost. Everything. It's devastating.
And specialists are being flown to the island to help search through all of that ash that you saw. It is a tedious process that will take several months. And Margaret, it will take many years before this community rebuilds again.
And the trauma will be with them. Thank you for sharing their stories tonight. And with hundreds of homes damaged or destroyed, thousands of residents have been displaced with nothing but the clothes on their backs. Authorities are setting up emergency shelters until more permanent housing can be made available. Reporter Rutabay Shabazi from our CBS Los Angeles station is there with survivors.
The devastation from Tuesday's wildfires forced thousands to flee as entire communities burned around them.
My whole life in Lahaina, my school, my job, like it just in a blink of an eye, it's just all gone.
Now, more than 2,100 people are staying at 6 emergency shelters across the island. Ikolu Braden Ho'apili will spend another night sleeping in his car.
I left so much people. I left so much over there. And I know I could have done something, but I didn't.
As the flames were ripping through Liza Tobias's home in Lahaina, she begged her father, Carlo, to evacuate with her. But he refused.
I wanted to force him to come with me, but he did. He was very hard-headed and he didn't want to come. And he said that he's going to stay and wait for my mom.
Tobias's mom made it safely to a shelter, but her father is among the 1,000 people officials say are potentially missing.
The whole complex is called Ho'onane.
Melinda Young is searching for her co-worker, Mona Cole, who she reported missing.
Because of the phone service, she's not on any of the lists for Maui Prep or for the Civic Center, and so we're just getting it out there.
Hawaii's governor says 80% of Lahaina is now gone. And for the first time in 3 days, residents like Caleb and Julie Knapp visited their home of 16 years, which is now just smoking rubble.
This is our first time coming back and like actually knowing that our house burned down.
And logistics present a problem. The only way to get supplies to the island is by air or by boat. But as you can see behind me here at King's Church, the community has stepped up. Margaret?
Thank you, Ruta Bay. And while shelters are overflowing, Maui's airport is also jam-packed with thousands of stranded passengers attempting to evacuate the island. CBS's Carter Evans is there and has been speaking with desperate travelers who've had their dream vacation turn into a nightmare.
Thousands of people are still trying to flee Maui.
Oh, my Lord.
Many taken by bus through the burn zone to the airport. The Stanleys from California were on board and shot this video.
We could see just smoldering.
There's just ruins.
Fire.
That line goes way back.
At the airport, a chaotic scene as tourists desperately try to get home. Many sleeping at the small airport until they can get a flight out. Some with cuts and bruises, each with their own harrowing story of survival. This family from California jumped in the water to escape the flames.
The ocean almost swept my kids away a few times. We stuck together. We held on. We're not going to die this way. No. And we're here. We're alive.
This is the TSA security line. It's so long, it's hard to tell where it begins and where it ends. Some of these people have been waiting for days, and now airlines are flying in empty planes with relief supplies to help get everyone home. Like this United plane loaded with medical supplies. And Southwest and Hawaiian Airlines are selling tickets as low as $19.
We have many people arriving at the airport who don't have bookings. So we've been working in a little bit of scramble mode at the airport to make sure we take advantage of every available seat.
This is super, banding together and helping out.
Volunteers are helping too, offering supplies to those stranded at the airport. Many, like the Stanleys, are thankful for the compassion and care from this island community, but many of the people here lost so much themselves.
They gave us all these blankets and pillows to
sleep
on.
Just random volunteers would show up and hand out food, offer to take us home and give showers and stuff. So everyone was super nice.
The Hawaii Tourism Authority is now taking the unusual step of asking all visitors to leave the island of Maui if they don't have any business here. Now, many of these people will be going to Honolulu, where the convention center there is prepared to take on up to 4,000 evacuees until they can find a flight home. Margaret?
Wow. Carter Evans on the ground. For a look at how long these windy conditions will be fanning the flames, we turn now to meteorologist Mike Bettis from our partners over at the Weather Channel. Good evening, Mike.
Margaret, good evening. Keeping a very close eye on the wind conditions across Maui and Lahaina. Winds could still be gusty, 20 to 30 miles per hour over the next 24 hours. And this is why we keep a very close eye on any hot spots that might be wind driven. The forecast, though, longer term may also have some concerns. And here's why. Some areas of disturbed weather in the Pacific Basin. Could these form into hurricanes and approach the Hawaiian Islands? Modeling suggesting we may have that happen south of the islands by next Tuesday or Wednesday, followed by another one that goes north of the islands about a week from now. As far as the forecast goes for the lower 48, more thunderstorms over the weekend, especially in the Midwest and the Northeast. Clusters of thunderstorms with high winds, hail, and chances for some flooding as well, especially, Margaret, across New England, where we've had flooding off and on through the summer.
We turn now to a major development in the deepening investigation into Hunter Biden. Today, Attorney General Merrick Garland appointed Delaware U.S. Attorney David Weiss as special counsel in the matter. This new status means Weiss isn't subject to day-to-day supervision by Justice Department leaders. As CBS's Catherine Herridge reports, it appears the case may now be headed to trial.
This appointment confirms my commitment to provide Mr. Weiss all the resources he requests.
Attorney General Merrick Garland said David Weiss himself asked for special counsel status after leading the criminal probe into the president's son since 2018.
The appointment of Mr. Weiss reinforces for the American people the department's commitment to both independence and accountability in particularly sensitive matters.
But the timing matters. 2 weeks ago, in a Delaware court, a plea deal for two misdemeanor tax charges and a felony gun offense fell apart over whether the president's son could avoid future criminal charges. Weiss told Congress in July he had not requested special counsel status. He hasn't publicly stated why he changed his mind. But on Friday, in a federal court filing, Weiss said the plea negotiations with Hunter Biden were at an impasse, and the government now believes that the case will not resolve short of a trial.
I think the special counsel's greatest enhanced power as a result of today's order is that he just has much more independence to pursue charges against Hunter Biden.
Nice to meet you.
So nice to meet you.
An IRS whistleblower recently told CBS News the evidence supported more serious felony tax charges.
It's a matter of, are we treating everyone the same?
And in this case?
No, I don't think so.
Responding to the special counsel announcement, Hunter Biden's attorney said, "We expect a fair resolution not infected by politics." Republican Congressman James Comer chairs the House committee investigating the Bidens.
It's 100% political move. I mean, how can you appoint someone who less than 2 weeks ago tried to negotiate a sweetheart plea deal?
The White House had no comment, but legal experts told CBS News this could slow the investigation now in its fifth year even further, possibly pushing it into the middle of the 2024 presidential campaign. Margaret.
Catherine Herridge, I know you'll continue to follow it for us. The federal judge overseeing former President Trump's prosecution on charges of seeking to overturn the 2020 election cautioned that there are limits on what he can say publicly about the investigation. Trump had requested to speak broadly about evidence and witnesses. Judge Tanya Chutkan said that making witness interviews public would risk intimidating them. She said political considerations would not guide her decisions. FTX founder Sam Bankman-Fried was sent to jail today. We'll have the latest on the cryptocurrency mogul next.
Sound the gifting panic alarm. We've all been there. You need to find the perfect gift. You have absolutely zero ideas and you don't know where to start. Relax. Now you can use Gift Mode on Etsy. Gift Mode takes the stress out of gifting, so you can find the perfect item for anyone and any occasion. Just answer a few short questions about who you're shopping for and what they like, and Gift Mode gives you curated gift ideas based on hundreds of personas. Imagine pages of artisan espresso mugs for the coffee connoisseur in your life, or for the pickleballer, customized paddle covers in every shade imaginable. Etsy's got you covered. Need to find the perfect gift? Don't panic. Try Gift Mode on Etsy now.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
A 3-year-old girl has died while traveling on a bus of migrants headed to Chicago. It was announced that the bus took off from Texas, where Republican Governor Greg Abbott has been busing migrants to other states. The Illinois Department of Public Health says that the little girl was confirmed dead at a hospital. An official believes she was traveling with her mother and father, and her death is now under investigation. FTX founder Sam Bankman-Fried is in jail tonight after a federal judge in New York revoked bail for the former CEO of the collapsed cryptocurrency platform. Bankman-Fried has been living with his parents in California since his extradition from the Bahamas back in December. The judge agreed with prosecutors that he tried to harass a key government witness. Bankman-Fried has pleaded not guilty to stealing billions of dollars in customer funds. And we have a consumer alert tonight about an ice cream recall. What you need to know to look for in your freezer. Next. Now a consumer alert to check your freezer for a brand of ice cream that's being recalled because it could be contaminated with Listeria. Real Kosher of New York is recalling 8-ounce cups of its soft serve on-the-go ice cream after 2 people needed to be hospitalized. The recalled products were sold in 19 states and Washington, D.C. The company says its other products are still safe to eat. On the Road is next with a restoration of a classic car and one man's outlook on life.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Finally tonight, a reminder of some of the most important things in life. Old friends, old cars, and a chance to feel young again. Here's CBS's Steve Hartman on the road.
If there's anything even remotely good about having ALS, 56-year-old Craig Reagan of College Station, Texas, says it may be a heightened sense of gratitude. Gratitude for caregivers, like his wife Nancy, friends, like his dog Taco, and memories, like his 73 Ford Mustang, which, even though it stopped running back in 1999, has taken up permanent residence at his house.
It's a big paperweight.
Big paperweight. Why did you keep it?
I just had such an attachment to it.
He's had it since high school.
He was proud of it.
Craig had hoped that someday his boys might want to fix it up with him, but they showed no interest in cars. Then he planned to do it himself, but ALS had other plans. So the car sat rotting until some old high school friends caught wind.
And everybody, as soon as I called these guys, they were like, yeah, let's do it.
It's in your heart. You just got to help somebody like that.
So for the next year, they went to work on it, put in hundreds of hours, while other classmates paid for parts. And not long ago,
are you ready, Craig?
That big, immovable paperweight
one,
was ready to lift off.
Three!
It was just almost like a piece of him.
That came back to life?
It came back to life.
Pretty vividly, actually.
Okay.
I'm ready when you are.
Craig was diagnosed with ALS in 2016. The disease is incurable, but he has clearly found his treatment.
What's it like to be back in it?
I feel like I'm a teenager.
And as for the people who made this moment possible, they insist the bigger gift was the lesson they received.
He reminded us of something maybe we forgot.
Yeah.
Just do good stuff for people. That's all that matters. Just do good stuff today.
Do good stuff today. No better medicine on earth. Steve Hartman on the road in College Station, Texas.
And that's tonight, CBS Evening News. We hope you'll join us this Sunday for Face the Nation. Our guests include Hawaii Democratic Congresswoman Jill Takuda and Chairman of the House Intelligence Committee Republican Mike Turner. For Nora O'Donnell, I'm Margaret Brennan. Good night, and I'll see you Sunday.
Why?
If you have T-Mobile 5G home internet, you might be hearing this a lot.
Why?
Every time your internet slows down during the busiest hours.
Why?
Because your network gives priority to cell phone users.
Why?
Good question. Why not switch to Cox Internet with 2x faster download speeds than T-Mobile 5G home internet during peak hours?
Okay.
Stop the whys and visit cox.com/5G home for details. T-Mobile prioritizes certain T-Mobile phone users over home internet users during times of congestion.
If you enjoy tuning in to the CBS Evening News, there are official T-shirts, hats, mugs, and more available for purchase at ParamountShop.com. These products are perfect for any fan of evening news, and you can take 20% off with code EVENING20. That's 20% off all CBS Evening News products with code EVENING20 at ParamountShop.com.